All right. Now, if close up your books, please. We're going to go on now to the next chapter, which is quite an important chapter. And we have probably, that is to say, in doing the book, I have probably left this chapter for later than most books would leave it. This is now finally the verb to be, the verb of being. I was, they will be, we are, all kinds of words like that. And there's a good reason why I've left that. And by the way, this has affected, to a very great degree, this has affected the passages that you can come up with in the Bible, because there's all kinds of passages, he was in the desert or something like that. But the reason that this is important to take as a separate chapter, and I think to delay, is that when you are using the verb to be, you do not use in the predicate an accusative direct object, but you use another nominative. So you really should say in English, and we're kind of bad about this, you should say the leaders are you and I, not you and me. Because the verb to be is the equivalent of an equal sign. And what's on this side of the verb to be in the nominative is the same as what's on the other side of the verb to be also in the nominative. So, if we were to diagram this, you would have, this you and I gets you into some funky diagramming here. Let's say the leader is I, which is actually the right way to say it, or the leader is he. It should be diagrammed like this. Leader is, now watch what I'm going to do here. I. Note the slanted line. And the slanted line indicates that it's not a direct object. It is what? A predicate nominative. That is to say, it's in the predicate, but it's nominative. Now, there are linguistically two kinds of predicate nominatives. There is a predicate noun and a predicate adjective. Both of them are nominative, and we call them predicate nominatives as a generic category. Supposing we wanted to say, the leader is brave. That's also a predicate nominative, but now it's an adjective. The leader is brave. And you diagram it like that. You don't diagram brave here. The leader. This here? That's the. That's just a T. Just a T for the. The leader is brave. So the reason that I have delayed this chapter, because you have been used to seeing, sort of in response to a verb, a direct object in the accusative case. Now what we're going to get after verbs is nominatives on the other side, because they take predicate nominatives. Now, let me talk first about the morphology of this. We're going to talk about the present of the verb to be. And I want you to look at these forms. There are movable nous possible on the third person singular and on the third person plural. Aimé, I, esté, esmen, esté, esé. Now, these two forms right here, that's pretty familiar, men and te. What about this? Take a look all the way back into chapter 3. Open your book here. All the way back into chapter 3, page 23. And what'll you notice there? That aimé is parallel to the form in parentheses, l'aimé. Me is the oldest first person singular ending that there is. You'll also notice that there is some similarity elsewhere, although second singular doesn't quite do it, but st, see, you've got the t there, like lui et t. Here, I is probably esse, with the sigma dropping out between two short vowels, and you get I. And then me, te, and the untse, I don't know if I can explain that exactly, but you can recognize that. That is a third plural kind of ending there. So the verb to be has basically preserved the oldest possible forms in the Greek language, interestingly enough. All the forms except this one right here are enclitic. That's why the accent's on the last syllable. They do not carry their own accents. All the forms are enclitic. Aimé, not I, that one isn't. Esté, esmen, esté, esé. I'll talk about that further later, but I just want you to realize that. Now, let's look at, before we do any other morphology, I want to look at how these forms are used. How these forms are used. Now, the thing is, I just can't overemphasize this point. You're going to be using nominatives, not accusatives, on both sides of this. So if we say, the teacher is the Lord, let's just take that. We would get ha didaskalos. Estin ha kurios. Not ton kurion. See? Not that. This is the main part of this lesson. The teacher is the Lord is nominative in front of the verb, nominative in the predicate. Notice I had to bring in a helping engine accent here for this enclitic. What's wrong?
It's a loud yawn.
All right. Now, is there any question about this? This is really key.
Nominative equals nominative.
Nominative equals nominative. That's what it is. Well, nominative equals nominative with the verb to be. With the verb to be. Right. Now, there are other verbs that will also do this, Matthew, such as the one you asked me about, ginomai, to become. Interestingly enough, the verb become also takes the nominative. He became king, even though that sounds sort of like king is an object, it's not. He became king is nominative, nominative. So, ha didaskalos estin ha kurios this way. Now,